You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Sarah Griffin, our friend with Lunch with a Purpose. Good evening, Sarah. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. I wanted to get in touch with you today, as we're going to do, I think, pretty much every Wednesday is going to work out, to find out what the Lunch with a Purpose is for tomorrow.
Sure. This week we are meeting at Harper's Restaurant and Pub in downtown East Lansing to help the Battlefield Brawl crew get ready for their big event on Sunday.
And that big event is a flag football game benefiting Sparrow Neurology Department. We had Justin Kane on with Good Fruit Video. This is his baby, and we talked with him about it this last week as well. What will the Lunch with a Purpose crew be doing to help get ready for that event?
We'll be helping them get all of their information organized, all their sponsor information, their shirts, all the people that will be collecting money and, you know, getting all that stuff together. And we say weather permitting, but we pretty much do anything regardless of the weather. We'll also be helping get the fields and stuff ready to go for Sunday.
Now, with all the rain we've had, getting the fields ready for the game Sunday could be the biggest challenge of all.
That is definitely true, but it's definitely going to be more of a challenge for the players on Sunday. I mean, we'll do what we got to do. It's up to them to get out there and have fun and not hurt themselves on Sunday. So,
this one, as you said, getting packets and so forth ready, a lot of logistics when you're dealing with this kind of an organization, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's, you know, one of those things, especially it being at a park right on Valley Court in downtown East Lansing, you know, there's nothing there. So it's not like going to a building or event center or something where, you know, they have a lot of the supplies and stuff already in place. This is, you're starting at ground zero. It's you and nature, so you got to make sure you've got everything together and everything you need, because there's not a whole lot of places to go around there to get it.
Very good. We need to remind folks again about Lunch with a Purpose, in case we have some new listeners now. It's a group that got together. Is this one year or going on two?
It was one year in February, so we're starting our second.
Very good. And you just got together and decided there's some things you can do for other groups in the area. Don't need to donate money if it's not about that. It's about donating your time and doing something good in the area.
Absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be a ton of time. You know, we schedule it so it's just on your lunch hour, usually Thursdays from about noon to 1, and, you know, we'll take whatever time you have to donate. You know, if you can stop by for a half hour or 20 minutes or the whole hour or even longer, and, you know, it's no pressure, no commitment, just come by. It's always a really fun getting together with everyone and seeing, you know, how much you can get done for these organizations just on a lunch break. You know, we've had over 20 people, I would say, for the last month's worth of events. So that's, you know, 20 hours worth of work that these places get and can make a huge difference. You know, sometimes that's one person working for a whole week to get, you know, that much done. And we can get it done in an hour. So it makes a big impact on the people that we're helping, as well as everyone that comes out to help. You know, it definitely opens their eyes to, you know, what we're able to do in such a short time.
Well, and I'm looking at your Facebook page for the Battlefield Brawl Prep. They've got 33 people attending tomorrow. So as you just said, that's 33 man hours right there.
Absolutely. And that can, you know, especially we try to go to a lot of, you know, smaller groups, community centers and organizations. So that can make a huge difference. You know, like I said, that can be the difference of them having to hire someone or pay someone for a whole week and, you know, for different projects and things. And we can get it done in an hour. And, you know, everybody just working together to make things easier around here.
Is Lunch with a Purpose spreading around the country? I see on your Facebook page Lunch with a Purpose in Miami. I'm thinking you and I need to go to that one.
I like it. As soon as we get our 501c3 and can start funding trips like that. But yeah, it's actually a dedicated member from here that's down there on business for a little while and wanted to, you know, start getting some things going down there. And it's all about, you know, just getting people in the community to help their own communities in a fun, easy way. And, you know, making it no money, no commitment, you know, and really, you know, just opening their eyes to even awareness of the different organizations and things that they can do to help.
Now, last Wednesday, we talked to you about heading out to the facility, medical care facility on Dobie Road in Okemos. How did that event go?
That event was wonderful. Everybody had so much fun. The residents of the rehab facility are still talking about it. The nice thing about that, it's a lot of elderly patients, and, you know, we say we're going to help with lunch, but, the workers there don't even really want us to help, you know, serve lunch or clear plates. They really just want us to sit down and talk to them and hang out. You know, they don't necessarily get tons of visitors, so it's nice to just tell stories, hear what they have going on, tell them what we have going on, and just visit with them. We're actually going to be going back there again the middle of June and hoping to have a big pizza party or something for them, a little more fun this time because, you know, hospital food isn't always all it's cracked up to be. So
they do their best, but I think I'm with you. A round of pizzas might bring everybody back, bring their spirits up.
Absolutely, and just make it more of a party, you know, something different, a fun atmosphere. So it's, you know, really nice for the guests there to, you know, just kind of escape for an hour. And I know everyone on our end had a really, really great time visiting with them, talking to them. And, you know, a lot of the elderly patients, they will tell you just how it is. And, you know, it's definitely fun for everybody.
It sure is. Reminding people, the Battlefield Brawl is Sunday afternoon, May 1st, from 10 until 6, as you mentioned earlier, Sarah, at Valley Court Park in East Lansing, kind of behind Crunchies is a good locator for folks. And the proceeds will go to Sparrow Pediatric Neurology. It's a great cause, as well as your dear friend Justin Kane and my friend Justin survived childhood brain cancer, and he's the biggest cheerleader for Sparrow Health System I think that there is, and this was something that he put together. So we encourage people to come out to that. It'll be an event that's fun for the whole family. I'm looking on the website now of the Battlefield Brawl, and it's going to be an amazing thing. Let's remind people one more time, tomorrow's Lunch with a Purpose is at Harper's Restaurant at what time?
Harper's from noon to 1, getting ready for the Battlefield Brawl, and definitely love for people to check out our website, lunchwithapurpose.com, and we also signed up for a Twitter account, so if you'd like your Lunch with a Purpose info via tweet, then you can get the link to that on our website or Facebook page also.
Well, very good. We'll look forward. I think I'm going to have a chance to drop in tomorrow. I don't need my jigsaw this time, right?
No tools required this time.
No tools required. I love that. And, of course, information on Lunch with a Purpose, she said, and what the event is and what they might need you to bring that particular Thursday is available on the Facebook page and now available on Twitter as well. Thank you so much, Sarah. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Sarah Griffin with Lunch with a Purpose once again tomorrow at Harper's Restaurant from 12 to 1, doing the prep work for the Battlefield Brawl May 1st in East Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.